to the closing table, helping clients feel confident in the buying and selling
market. Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I looked into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. My wife, Dr. Donalyn Curry, doing an amazing teaching on faith and the spiritual and the natural aspect of life. It's just so powerful. Please listen to this in its entirety. If you need to, you can go online and get the full service. It's just wonderful. So let's pick up where she left off yesterday and we'll see what God has to say.
God's called us to take over a city. God's called us to feed a city, just like Joseph. Joseph was called to feed a nation. Don't shrink down your vision. God can put a nation in Joseph because there's no time, space, and matter in the spirit. God can put a city in me, and God can put 80,000 meals to feed mouths. That represents 80,000 mouths to feed. Come on. They're getting two meals a day. In all fairness, it's two meals, but hear me. It's still mouths to feed. I mean, you know, when we first started this, it was, okay, did you forget your lunch? I'm calling your mother. Your mother don't answer. I'm at school, right? Okay, mommy's not answering. All right, can you go to McDonald's, please? Here's $5 and go get some, right? How many can understand that? Have you ever done anything? You have to, at youth group, or, oh, you didn't bring your money? Okay, I'll buy you that pee. Okay, and it started out with a little tiny small thing. I said, look, mom, these kids aren't bringing their food. Because I grew up with two refrigerators. We're Italian. I got three refrigerators and a full freezer in her garage. She's Italian. She's got extra food all the time, right? We didn't have a food insecurity. We may have other things, but not food, right? So I couldn't understand. These kids are coming without food, coming to school with no food. I mean, hear me, people. And God began to start pulling me in. See, I didn't start out with going, I'm going to have a food, feeding children or feeding Fort Pierce ministry. You just be faithful with whatever God puts in front of you. Today, I woke up today, you needed five more. Okay, mama, five more. I woke up the next day, we need 20 more. I said, look, why don't you just start cooking? It's cheaper than going to McDonald's and running your time. We going to start, okay, it turned from 20 to 30. It went from 30 to 100. Am I right? And we started doing this every day. 580. She's like, you know, we're like, manja, feed the kids, right? I'm telling you, we're doing 40. This last month, I just got the numbers today for the month of March, excuse me, 40,000. We now have planned right now 20 more hubs. We thought, what is this? People, here's when wisdom turns into a baby. Wisdom has children, and it was a thought. Well, why are we standing here waiting for cars to come to us? Why don't we have hubs and we'll just deliver and we'll let the pastors start taking them out. They can start their own feeding ministry because they're called just like our church is called, and we don't need to get any of the credit. We'll just give it to them and they can do it under their own church and say, hey, our church is starting a feeding ministry. We'll supply the food. They go get it out and we affect the whole community. So I go to my friend Gigi. She has a Haitian friend, Gigi. And we say, now you follow me, okay? I said, Gigi, just ask them this question. Would you like to have 100 meals a week? And the pastor will say what? Any good pastor, right? He wants to affect his community, getting free food to go out and feed people. Come on. And the pastor would say, yes. I said, okay, ask him if they want 300. When the pastor said, I said, did you want 500? And the pastor said, yes. There's no shortage to find people who could use a little bit more. You don't understand. When I say food insecure, there's people, they don't know. They have to make their car payment. They have to make their house payment. They just lost their job. What's going to happen? That's what's called food insecure. They're not sure where the food's going to come. And I don't want anybody in my city, any child, anybody, all children should have food. They should go to school and not have to worry about if there's food. They should have a snack. They should have a breakfast. They should have a snack. And they should, because I get cranky. Come on, somebody. When I don't have my snack, it's 11th. I need a little something. Do you ever just take a minute and have a little snack? I need it. They need it. They do better on their testing. They have a better attitude. They have a better day. They come to us to have a safe place. And that's how it started, by feeding. And then finding out, well, your family could use a little extra too. One day I came and I had a big case of rice and I was delivering it somewhere. And one case broke, but they were in little baby bags. And I said, you know what? Let's just go through the modular. I was going to go say hi to the kids. We have classrooms. I said, I don't have a gift to bring, but I'm going to bring one bag of rice to every kid who wants it. Let's see what happens. What do you think happened? They went bananas. Can I have some more? Can I bring one home for my grandma? Can I get some more rice? They were lining up for the rice. Lining up, waiting to get a bag of rice, asking if I can come back tomorrow. I didn't have ice cream. I said rice. And I realized we need to make a difference. We can't just be teaching about, a track. Hey, here's a John 3:16. We need to fill their bellies. We need to demonstrate. Because when the 5,000 came, or multitudes over 5,000, they say the numbers are 5,000, 8,000 men and women. They had a little boy. The Bible says Jesus already knew what he was going to do. He said, what do you got? Bring whatever you have. You see, God is only asking you to bring whatever you have. Just bring what you have. You don't have to wait on God. Bring and offer God whatever you have, and he will multiply it. He will give thanks, and he will multiply it. He fed all of them with more than enough left over. Plenty. The devil didn't like it. You know that's true. The devil doesn't like what we're doing. You know that's true. He likes to keep people in bondage, in fear. He likes to keep people down. And we're encouraging them. We're elevating them. We're coming and saying, you're going to have a great day. I'm speaking affirmation over you in the name of Jesus. This declaration with me. Who am I? I'm a child of God. And so are you. I tell him, you're the head, not the tail. You're above and not beneath. This is going to be a great day, because it's a great day to have a great day. They look at me. They're like, okay, it's 8:00 in the morning, lady. I was waking up. It's a great day to have a great day. Psalm 118 says, this is the day the Lord has made. We're all going to rejoice and be glad in it. We got food on the table, food in the lunchbox, food in the freezer. We got more than enough. We got clothes. This week I got donated. Well, last year I got it, but I only opened it up this week. Have you ever done that? I knew that the shipment had come in. I never really looked at it, to be perfectly honest. It had gone right into a storage because I didn't really have a need for it at that time during COVID. You know, it was 400 prom gowns. So we went today, we opened it up to the public. We have a Pace school coming out, an all-girls school coming. We have another school coming. I said, listen, are you people having a prom? We're having a prom. He said, no, we're not having a prom. We got nothing. I said, you don't got nothing. You got a prom. You come, you have prom with us. You come. We're going to take care. Well, I don't have any. These people have nothing. Nothing to wear. I said, no. I have 400 prom gowns. We're going to do like a lending library. Why don't you come over? So I opened up the closet, the new where we keep the costumes and all the dresses and stuff had gone in the costumes from the ballet. I opened it up. Extravagant wouldn't be the word. Phenomenal. What's the best word? Beyond beautiful. Macy's can't compare. I've never seen such beautiful gowns in my life. With the tags on. I said, Destiny, my daughter, you need to get down here. You need to come down here because there's nothing out there like it. See, when God shows up, you know it's God when nothing else can compare. This is not a hand-me-down. This is not I used it one time. That would have been nice. I'm telling you, God showed up. Those little eyes. See, it spoke to those girls. It spoke to my girls. It spoke to our school, the teachers coming and going, can I get one? For the chaperones, can I? Of course. I said, and you know what? Next time we all swap around because it's a library. These gowns are so incredibly beautiful, stunning, brilliant. That's my God. He's constantly showing up. He's constantly showing up big. Don't shrink him down. He showed up so big today. Then the guy says, well, you know what? I know somebody will come over. I'll make a call. And all the guys will be outfitted in tuxedos. Would you like that? I said, oh, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. All the guys in tuxedos. We're the Christian school. You know, the Christian school is supposed to be the head, not the tail school. But you know, sometimes it's not so, it's like a little bit like rinky dink. I said, absolutely not. We're going to have a safe Christian, a faith-based, beautiful, safe environment for kids to come out and celebrate, that they make memories from their high school. They don't have to be, you know, like they can't do anything. Oh, leave school or leave the youth group going, oh, we never could do anything. They kept us from anything. No, I'm not going to keep you from anything. I'm going to keep you from anything that's going to hurt you. I'm going to keep you from anything that's going to harm you. And sin has pleasure, but at the end, the wages are death. So I'm going to keep you. I'm going to guard you on a narrow path, but in that path, it's going to be fun. Being a Christian is fun. Every day should be fun. You should enjoy your life. You should make memories. There's people right now who didn't come out of that hospital. There's people right now that we know that never came out. Your husband came out. Somebody else didn't. Someone else's husband didn't. You should throw your hands up right now, woman, and you should say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's my husband playing the bass. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Let me read a couple more scriptures and look at the time. Are you liking this? I don't know. I'm not insecure. I just want to make sure it's making sense because, like I said, God, I don't really quite know how to deliver this one. I called Laura. I said, I don't know if you can see what my notes are. Hallelujah. You know that your supply, Ephesians 3 says, you have an inexhaustible supply. That thing that I just mentioned on the inside of you, God has loaded you down with an inexhaustible, more than enough. You can't think or ask for. It's beyond, exceedingly beyond. You have an inexhaustible supply. Everything you need. Stop looking over here, there, to a person, to a job, to a stock market. You look at God. You look here on the inside. Whatever you've been called to, it's already been paid for. Let's just take a minute. Everything you need, everything God leads you to, everything God leads you to has already been paid for. It's been loaded up on the inside. It's just in a different state, not the matter you recognize. It's in a state called a spiritual blessing in heavenly places. All spiritual blessing that you need, everything God's called you to, in that form is on the inside of you. Not out here, not a gazillion miles away in the heaven. The heavenly places, the kingdom of God is where? We just read it. In you. It's in power. It's in a form called power. You got power. Another place calls it anointing, an unction, virtue, the same way Jesus had it, how he demonstrated it, and so can you, and so should you. Nothing holding you back. There's nothing or no one that can hold you back in this earth except for one person, and it's not the devil. He's defeated. He got nothing. He's trying to deceive you. He's trying to discourage you. He's trying to get you to look at the time, the money, the situation, the people around you, and you get discouraged and you let that vision start shrinking. Do not let your vision shrink. Hallelujah. He's a big God. Check out 2 Peter 3:8. God is not limited by time, and time is not limited with God. Did you know that? See, in the spiritual realm, there is no time. God holds time in his hands, right? He's outside of this place called time. We're on a timeline. See, your blessing is not somewhere on a timeline in the future that you're trying to get. Your blessing is not horizontal. Your blessing is not way up here in your future. Your blessing is right now. It's vertical. It's right here, right now, and released. Not out here.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with